think it's a little weird that you're using it as like a shield, in my opinion, when she's knocking on the door of like insulting your new partner by being like, she is dressing like a Only Flapjacks sleut. And then you're like, yeah, well, your mom cheated. You know, like, it's a little weird. To another episode of the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. I am your host today, Dare Taylor, and I'm sorry if you can see the little clouds going off in the background. It's from my Twitch stream. Hopefully it's not annoying you. But if you're listening to us on Apple Music and Pandora or Spotify, what's good? What is good? How are you? Am I tickling your eardrums? Do they feel tickled? Today I thought we would do some Reddit readings about moms, because it's fun to pick like different subgenres and topics to give advice on. Now, for clarification, I know there's a rumor circulating on TikTok that I'm a mother of two. Would love to know where those children are, and like how old they are, or like where you got the idea that I'm a mother of two. I am not a mother. So I don't really feel like I'm going to give great advice on these Reddit problems of these am I the a-holes. But, you know, we're going to put our mindset into the realm of motherhood. You know, we're going to try our best to help these people deem if they are the a-hole or not. If you're new here, my name is Dare Taylor. I am a singer-songwriter, burlesque performer, actress, content creator, YouTuber. I run multiple YouTube channels. I co-own 1UP Fitness. I run the DeLulu Canoe Podcast with my co-host Cosmo, which will be coming back because the air conditioning is finally fixed. So yay, we're having guests again soon. So hold tight. It's coming. And then I also run the Dare Wears YouTube channel where I focus on fashion. I'm taking a little bit of a break, but like, you know, it's still there. I do a lot of different things. And I, you know, really enjoy doing this podcast because it's really fun. You all seem to enjoy it. And normally we have guests. Normally we have two guests a month. But because my studio had no air conditioning, I didn't want to subject people to it. So we've done almost like a month and a half of Reddit because I love Reddit. I actually like enjoy listening to it as I fall asleep. Like, I'll put on, my favorite channels are Two Hot Takes. I'm dying to get on that show. I think we should all do a day where we like go over there together and we all comment like, get Dare Taylor on your show, because I absolutely love Two Hot Takes. I love Morgan, shout out, love you girl. I'm also from Minnesota. I listen to Charlotte Dobre, who also does Reddit reactions as well, and Call Me Chris does too. Those are like my three trifectas. Okay Storytime too, every once in a while. I really love them. They're local as well, so I'm like, you know, in California, so I'm hoping to kind of get on their radar too. But anyways, let's read and react to some of these momtacular stories. Let's dive in. Am I the a-hole for choosing a career that requires frequent travel as a mom? I'm a mom of three kids, happily married, and live in HCOL area outside of a major city. HCOL. Anyone know what that means? Should I do my research really fast? HCOL. Hang on. Let me do my research so I know what I'm talking about. HCOL. Meaning. High cost of living. We love that. High cost of living area outside of a major city. Good to know. Good information. This is why we do our research, everybody. Acronyms are hard. My kids are currently teens. Thankfully, all seem healthy, well-adjusted, and doing pretty well in life. But done deal. Sounds like you got everything going on. Do you want another kid? Do you want another one? No? Okay, just thought I'd ask. 10 years ago, I took a new job that required me to travel 2 to 4 times a month on quick local business trips, almost always less than 48 hours, to nearby cities. At the time, my kids were 3, 6, and 7. The rest of the time, I work from home. My husband has a good job and works entirely to support our family while saving for college, paying for vacations, paying for tutoring, and one of our kids goes to private school. Wow, okay. You are like two, like, badasses, like just working and doing your thing and like supporting your family. It sounds great. Sounds like you guys got it going on. We could theoretically live off of his salary, but it would be hard financially. If I didn't work, our lives would look a lot different. Okay, so you both make good money doing what you do is kind of what I'm getting, but you live in a very expensive area. You treat your kids very well. Like you said, like paying for tutoring, vacations, saving for college. Like, it sounds like you're doing like all the right things. But let's hear where you think you may be the a-hole, because I'm a little like, sounds like you're doing a good job. Sounds like you're a good mom. So the reasons I took this new job were threefold. First, the job I held beforehand was making me miserable and depressed. It was a toxic environment and I would cry all the way to work. Oh no. Second, this new job that requires travel made me unbelievably happy. Great boss, real responsibilities, nice coworkers, and the work itself is just fun. Third, this new job pays me more than twice what I make at the old job, and over the past 10 years has resulted in 3 to 4 times as much pay. Wow, what do you do? What's your job? Are you marketing? I would love to do public speaking or marketing. Like, marketing isn't like the most fun, if I'm being honest, because like there's very like tight budgets and like it's very like cutthroat. But like, if there's a company out there that needs somebody to like run their social media, hire me, because like I would do it. I think it'd be fun. Or maybe not. I don't know. Depends on the company. Moving on. It's really hard for me to be away from my kids for 4 to 7 days a month. But that is the decision I made 10 years ago. And I cannot undo it. We have near my grandparents who nanny when the kids were young. My husband works from home and is really the primary parent. And I only traveled about 1 time per month during COVID for about 2 years. I feel like I get a lot of judgmental comments. People saying things like, I don't know how you could do all that. I never could do what you do. Sometimes coworkers say things like, my wife stayed home because we didn't want someone else raising our kids. I see so many posts on social media from people judging moms who work too much. Some relatives have made comments about me being gone all the time, and others have said I would never travel for work while my kids were young. I don't know if my kids are going to look back and think I was a bad mom because I wasn't around enough. They tell me that I should keep working, that they feel they get more than enough from me to the point that I'm all over them about doing their homework and chores when I'm home, and that they understand why I'm doing this job. But it still makes me worry that somehow I'm hurting my relationships with them and they will always resent me, or things may not turn out well for them in life and it will be my fault because I was not a good enough mom. Am I the a-hole? Okay, first of all, I just want to say that you taking the time to ask your kids now that they're a little bit more grown is incredible. You're having the conversation with them being like, hey, just checking in. Am I being too present or not present enough? Like, where, how did you feel when I was traveling a lot? And truly, as an adult that has a younger sibling, I get the feeling that your kids being surrounded by their community, like the grandparents, and having other people raise them actually might be good for them in the sense that they're not coddled by mommy and daddy, and they're getting like they're learning communication skills with strangers that aren't related to them. And I think that's very important. And I think it's important to keep doing what makes you happy as an individual. Like, obviously having kids is a big life-changing moment and like a step for you. But personally, I think you're doing everything right. I don't think you're the a-hole. There's always going to be parents and people that don't agree with how you parent. Even like, I have opinions and feelings on things when like people, you know, write in like, am I the a-hole stories, or like I hear, you know, people raising kids and like what they do. But like, I truly keep my opinion to myself when it comes to that, because I don't know. I don't know what it's like to raise a family and have a full-time job and have a husband to support the family, or like, you know, it's not in my familiarity wheelhouse, if I'm being honest. But a couple of my friends are actually parents, and I think they're doing a great job from what I see. So I think you're doing great. That's my 2 cents. Chat, let me know if you agree with me, but like, let's see what the comments have to say, because I'm very curious if other people agree with me or if I am just like out of touch and missing the point here. Not the a-hole is the top comment. Woohoo! One for Dare. Ignore people judging you. Those type of people never judge men for working hard to provide a better life for their kids. In fact, they praise them. T, I didn't even get to, I totally forgot to consider that it's them shaming a woman. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Top Comment, for reminding me that. Yes, that's totally true. Like, people are so quick to being like, oh my gosh, he's such a family man. Look at him, like, going to work and making money. I almost said raising money. Look at him raising money so that way the money can raise the children. What a good man. Like, yeah, okay, yes. I love this Top Comment. Continuing with this Top Comment. You're giving your family a better life, and you're being a good example for your children about how hard work and dedication work. You're being a good mom and a good role model. Please don't doubt yourself because of a small-minded people. Because of small-minded people. Yeah. I love this comment. And I love this OP. I love this is growing. Where this is going. I cannot words today. What does this other comment say? Not the a-hole. You are not 4 to 7 days out of 31 days. That's still so much time when both of you were working from home. You actually possibly spend more time with the kids than most working parents. All the people who cannot do it, that try to bring you down, they know they couldn't juggle work, travel, and still raise three kids. If you still helped with homework, got them to school, fed them, read with them, gave them fun experiences, then you're probably a better parent than a lot. Yeah, I get the feeling you're an exceptional parent. And I think sometimes when we hear noise from other people, we kind of forget that it's a lot of times them projecting and them trying to bring you down and make you feel bad when in actuality, you seem to be killing it. So, you are not the a-hole mother. In fact, you are killing it. Let's read another story about a mother, shall we? Now, these are all random, so I have no idea. I just typed in mother on Reddit to see what would come up. Am I the a-hole for telling my daughter that her mom cheated on me when my daughter said my new girlfriend looks like an Only Flapjacks chick? What the hell does that mean? Excuse you. We're going to dive in because, like, what? Throwaway account and fake names. I, 49 male, got divorced from my wife, Emily, 49 female, because she cheated on me with multiple men. We have a son and a daughter. Our son, Nick, 22 male, has always been closer to his mom. And our daughter, Skylar, 19 female, has always been closer to me. Not knowing why we got divorced, the kids took their mom's side. I recently started dating Lisa, 54 female. She has a fun personality. She's smoking hot and she dresses very fun. I really like Lisa. I'd like to meet her. Can I meet Lisa? And I also want, like, I would love to know, like, what dressing fun means like to you. I'm very curious. Anyways, moving on. When I introduced Lisa to my kids, I got so excited at the thought of Lisa being a baddie at 54 that I was tripping on my words. We're going to try this again. When I introduced Lisa to my kids, Nick took a liking to her while Skylar looked annoyed. Days later, Skylar said that Lisa looks like an Only Flapjacks chick. And if you knew Skylar, you would be shocked that she would use that as a way to describe and insult another woman. I told her that her mom, Emily, was the one who cheated on me and that I met Lisa after the divorce. Skylar got quiet and just said, oh. But the next day, my ex-wife Emily confronted me. I reminded her that I never promised to keep her cheating a secret. She said that I implied that it would be a secret based on the fact that I never said whether or not I would tell our kids. Am I the a-hole? I don't know that this was the way to tell your daughter. You know, like, I think what your daughter said was very insensitive, demeaning, and like you said, is a very weird way to put down a woman. Because, I don't know if y'all know, but the Only Flapjacks baddies are baddies. And, like, Skylar's 19, so I kind of get it. She's in that phase where she's, like, old enough to kind of, like, clock certain things, certain archetypal makeups in people, certain personalities. But for her to make it such an insult and, like, a demeaning thing as an Only Flapjacks person, don't love that. But I love that you corrected her in some sort of way by being like, I met her after the divorce. Don't get it twisted. I just don't know that that was the moment to tell her that, like, yo mama be cheating, yo mama cheated, you know? I think that was a weird choice. Might just be me, but I think that was a weird, like, I think you should have had a sit down conversation with her. And I don't know. I feel like you could have, like, warned the ex-wife. I don't know what your relationship is like, but, like, I would have brought that up being like, hey, Emily, just want to let you know that it came out about you cheating in a conversation with our daughter. didn't mean to put you on the spot, but just want to let you know. So when our daughter comes home, you can prepare for that. You know, like if you both like have each other's backs and you're co-parenting, definitely would have had that conversation and not like apologize, but just being like, hey, by the way, this came out. I think it's a little weird that you're using it as like a shield, in my opinion, when she's knocking on the door of like insulting your new partner by being like, she is dressing like a Only Flapjacks sleut. And then you're like, yeah, well, your mom cheated. You know, like it's a little weird. It's a little bit of a weird way to combat that when it's like, I think a proper conversation would have been the best way to have that if you wanted to air out your grievances. I don't think this was the best, but I don't know that you're the a-hole though. I don't think you are, but I would love to see what Reddit has to say. Top comment, not the a-hole. You owe nothing to your ex, which is true. You don't owe anything to your ex. You don't owe them any, any grace in that sort of sense. But when it comes to co-parenting, sometimes it's better to just be nice than to start problems. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's better to just be like, you know what? Let it beat up like a freshly waxed car and roll off your back, because you know you've got to co-parent, and sometimes it's just better to co-parent and focus on that. Not that I would know, because I legitimately, well, okay, I do have a little bit. Let me put on my experience hat here for a second. There was a gentleman that I was dating years ago that got divorced, and they were co-parenting their children, and they did an exceptional job. Like, in my opinion, I felt like they did a great job of like making no one the bad guy, making no one the villain. I don't know, obviously, now how it turned out, but I felt like they did a really good job of just not involving the kids in the drama of it all and just being, I guess, like professional. Like, I truly, like, I kind of want to like hit up my ex and be like, hey, I just want to say thank you for being professional with your, you know, because like even the ex-wife was like nice to me, you know. So that's on maturity. That's on being grown adults, you know. So, and the kids were delightful. I loved, I guess, being a stepmom for the time. I loved it. Like, it was fun. But anyways, yeah, obviously I'm not in touch with them anymore. But yeah, it's sometimes it's better to just like to not cave. It's not caving and giving in, but it's doing a courtesy, because like that was the person you did decide to have a family with at one point. Like obviously there's gonna be some kind of love there forever, not in like a weird like, oh my god, I love her, you know, not weirdly, but there's, you know, there's gonna be some sort of like relationship, communication, talking to each other for the rest of your lives, because you know that's, you procreated with them, you know. Anyways, let's keep reading what everyone else has to say. Enough about me. Let's keep reading what Reddit has to say. Not the a-hole. She probably heard her mom say it about your girlfriend and just parroted it. Parroted it. Turnabout is fair play. Yeah. I mean, I used to hear things that my mom would say, and then I would turn around and be like, hey, dad, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, because I was a child of divorced parents. But I turned out great. I turned out phenomenal. I'm so sorry. I was a child of divorced parents, and like that's true. Like you overhear your parents saying something, and then you're like, yeah, mom is right. Like your New Balances suck, dad. You know what I mean? Like you hear things, and you just kind of, you know, you're a kid. You don't have a filter. You don't know. So yeah, that's why, again, lots of props to my ex, is that like, you know, speak respectfully about your partner, your ex-partner. Speak respectfully about the person you chose to procreate with, because, you know, it just, in the long run, it just makes things go smoother. And what's weird now for me as an adult is I actually have a good rapport with both my parents now. I talk to both of them, and they both have a really great rapport, not communicating with each other. Like, they don't talk to each other, but like they both say wonderful things about each other to me. And I kind of love that for them. You know, I'm here for growth. I'm here for like, we are improving ourselves. So not everybody's parents do that, but I'm very grateful for that. They don't get into weird wars with me in the middle now. But again, I'm an adult now, so it's very different. Let's read another comment. Oh my gosh, let's stop talking about myself. Let me see. Oh my God, all the men out here fixating on what a woman's wearing when the gentleman has a very articulate and intelligent daughter, and he should be proud. Aw. I think he gave us the context of, like, she dresses very fun, because he wanted to, like, paint the picture for us. He wanted to just let, you know, he wanted us to know what was going on. Does that make sense? Maybe not. Am I confusing you all? I think he just wanted us to get a visual by saying, like, she dresses really fun. And I imagine that, like, fun isn't slutty. I would imagine. I imagine fun is, like, colorful, maybe a little bit of cleave, maybe cute little summer dresses, maybe cute little skirts. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's kind of what we're going with. Like, a nice little tasteful crop top. You know what I'm saying? And, like, dressing fun. Whimsical, maybe. Am I diving too deep into this? Maybe. Am I just going too far down this rabbit hole? Who knows? Shall we find another mother story? Let's find another mother story. Because it seems like this daddy is not the a-hole. People seem to be backing that daddy, which I do love when we back our OPs. All right. Ooh, should that be an episode? Should I try to find some where the OP is, like, clearly the a-hole? Ooh, an a-holery episode. I kind of like that. I kind of like an a-holery episode. Coming up. Am I the a-hole for telling my mom she's a monster and that her beliefs make it hard for me to like her? What are her beliefs, though? Let's crack into it. My mom, 66, has what I consider a very messed up worldview. I've had several conversations where she said that people are only worth what they can contribute to society, that when people get too old to contribute significantly, they should be put down like we do pets. Girl, how old are you? Get out. Oh my gosh. Get out. Run. Leave. Trigger warning. This story is very offensive. Trigger warning. Let's continue. So anyone with disabilities so advanced they can't contribute should not be given medical care with the result that they will die. Okay. Yeah, your mom is definitely the a-hole. I don't even need to read further. Your mom's an a-hole. Oh my gosh. What a ableist way of thinking. We're in 2026, y'all. We're in 2026. Like, what are we thinking? What are we eating and consuming that makes us feel so brave to have such a thought process? I'll never know. But we're gonna keep reading because my God, your mom is a monster. You're a monster. If OP's mom is watching this, you're a monster. Unsubscribe. Leave the chat. Goodbye. Maybe. Nope. We're not gonna threaten violence, dare. We're not going to threaten violence. I was about to. Let's get back to reading. Let's get back to reading. Oh my, this story is terrible. I'm dying to know how old OP is, because, like, get the hell out of that house. Oh my God. Okay, we're going to jump back in. Children with significant learning disabilities shouldn't be given any resources at all, and they shouldn't exist. And she is pro-life because the baby born could grow to be a useful member of society unless it has developmental issues, in which case it shouldn't be It should be humanely euthanized after birth. This last one I didn't know till yesterday. I'm not exaggerating in any way. These are her real thoughts, nearly word for word. Oh my gosh, this woman is making me incite violence. She is causing me to incite violence. I can't. Like, what? Where do you get off, ma'am? Who are you? Who are you? I would love to know this perfect specimen that you think you are. Ugh. Oh my God, I've never gagged so hard on an episode before. Have I gagged this hard? You know what? I don't think nothing compares to this woman's thoughts. I hate it. We're going to move on. We're going to keep reading. Apart from these intense hot takes, she's actually a wonderfully loving person. I'm sure she's delightful. She's a retired teacher. She's a teacher? She's a teacher. Who is beloved in the community and fought hard for her students. She's kind and helps almost everyone. Honestly, it's super shocking that someone so wonderful could hold absolutely despicable views, in my opinion. We have a great relationship 98% of the time, and she's been incredibly loving and supporting of me throughout my 37 years of life. So it's hard to reconcile these two faces of my mom. Oh, gosh. This is complicated. Wow. How could somebody who, like, is in the school system think and believe this? God, this is messed up. Yuck. Like, I don't even... Okay, anyway, where I think I might be the a-hole. Yesterday, we were on a short road trip, and somehow we got into the topic of abortion. We should put a trigger warning at the top of this episode, or the top of this story. Okay. Let's not start a conversation in the chat about this topic. That's when she hit me with her view that I described above. I was floored. This progressed us to hashing out all the other stuff again. And I finally kind of lost it and told her she holds the same views as Holocaust. Eugenicists. Yeah, that's, I can't say that word quite properly, but you get the point. That was hard to wrap my head around the fact that she was kind of a monster and that we had to stop talking about the topic completely because I was finding it hard to like her. I did say that I loved her and always would, but I made it very clear her views were despicable to me. Good for you. Good for you for standing up for yourself. Good for you. That's all I can say on that. Now things are weird between us, and I think I may have gone too far. I've been considering apologizing, but every time I think about what she believes, I'm re-horrified. I've told her numerous times that therapy might be a good option, and I stand by that. However, I can't imagine how hard it was to hear your own kid call you a monster. I love my mom, and I don't want to hurt her unnecessarily. Huh. I don't think you're the a-hole. I think she had it coming. She clearly, like, has some honesty when it comes to you. Like, she just opens up the floodgates and wants to talk, and that's fine and that's great for her, but, like, no, I think you said what you said and you just need to stand on it. I wouldn't apologize. Mm-mm. She is a monster. I back you. Yep, I back you tenfold. There is an update. It's come up a lot in the comments, so I'll just reply here. She feels the same way about herself and has often said when she gets to the point she can no longer benefit her family or community in a meaningful way, she's going to end her own life. A little before the pandemic, she thought she might be showing signs of Alzheimer's and dementia and warned me that if she was diagnosed, she would immediately end things. She feels that since she's not a hypocrite and holds herself to her own standards, she is justified. This is, this is such an interesting, dark, like, weird way of thinking. Like, I am curious what she actually is diagnosed with, because, like, it doesn't sound like bipolar, but it's strange. It's so strange for someone to be so outwardly, like, loving, loved by the community, is a teacher, has a really great rapport, and then to flip-flop and just be like, well, I think once you're old, you should just be done with life. Like, if you're not going to contribute to society, you should just take yourself out. Like, that is wild. Like, I don't... Such a dichotomy there. But honestly, I think stand on what you said to her. Stand on it. Like, her views are, like, monstrous. Like, she should not be sharing those views with people. She should seek a therapist. Like, that's dark. That's so dark. But anyways, let's read some comments and see what they have to say. Because, wow, I don't even know what to think. I think you said what you said. I mean, that's what I think. Top comment is, what is her plan to remove herself when she is no longer useful? She is 66, my age, and truthfully, we don't tend to contribute as much as we used to at this age. I would either never speak of this situation again or focus on a plan for herself and her friends to see where the hypocrisy begins. Clearly, she knows people with cognitive decline or that needs to be a new hip or maybe heart medication. What? Why are we treating the elderly at all since they are done contributing? What is she using resources to travel when she is not doing as much for society as she could be? I know I would be sending some long emails pushing her to see the stupidity in this argument. Apologize? No way. Okay, I think this comment is valid. I think this comment is valid, although I didn't understand it entirely. I think I may have read it wrong. But yeah, it's kind of where I'm thinking is a little bit like, this is strange. What a strange view on the world. Another comment is she teaching this worldview to your children? Might be time to not let her see the kids as much. Another comment, if so, why are you also allowing her to see your children unsupervised? Oof. Interesting. So she must be keeping an eye on OP's kids. How do we feel about that? I don't know. Another top comment is, I would definitely lean into how her friends are supposed to die soon, seeing as they are getting up in their age. Perhaps bring up with them on their preferred methods of getting it done. Maybe offering help so they can get on with it and decrease the surplus population. Ugh. Perhaps as she loses more friends, she will reevaluate this worldview. Not the a-hole. Your mom holds horrific views. Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting to sort of bring up to her, like, well, your friends are in their 60s. Do you think they should off themselves too? As their health declines since they'll no longer be contributing? Oh, you love them and you like them a lot. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But if that's how you feel, do you feel that same way about your friends? Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I'd definitely pick her brain on that. Yeah, this one's crazy. Yeah, this one's so offensive. Yeah, I think your best bet is to disengage. Don't apologize. You know, maybe like some people suggested, maybe get her a therapist. Go from there. But other than that, I just don't think you should apologize. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't. If this were me, I wouldn't apologize to her. That said on that. Let's move on to another story. Hopefully this next one won't be nearly as offensive. All right. This is our last mother story. Am I the a-hole for ignoring my estranged mom, even though she makes efforts to fix our relationship? Let's dive in. This is probably going to be super long, but I was hoping for some advice. I, 17 male, and my siblings, 12 male, 7 male, were left behind by my mom, 39 female, about 5 years ago. Oof. Not looking good. Okay, so three boys? Yeah, three boys. Okay, and she left them behind 5 years ago. Here we go. For some context, she'd been having many problems with my father, 40 male, and they fought almost daily. Although I can agree that my dad made many mistakes, they were both heavily addicted to drugs and alcohol, and my mother was certainly not blameless in some of the issues they had. My mother decided to leave us behind and move out to find herself, leading to my dad spiraling and having even worse issues with addiction. This was traumatizing for all of us. After a while, my dad being a single parent, my mother realized that me and my siblings were not being taken care of adequately and would randomly come to the house to take care of us. Although it did help, having her consistently coming in and out of the house was very confusing and upsetting for all of us, especially my youngest brother, who was an infant at the time. Man, the whole find yourself trope. Like, it's such an interesting trope, for lack of a better term, because you stepping out of your life to go find yourself has consequences. Like, I mean, all of our actions, everything we do has consequences. And it's interesting when mothers, I mean, even fathers, even dads take that moment of like, I need to find myself and sort of abandon their family. It's something I could never do because personally, which I don't have this experience and I don't know what it's like to be a parent of three boys. You know what I mean? Like I don't have that experience, but your choices have severe consequences. And she obviously was aware enough to know that they were not being taken care of well, which is why she kept coming back. And I can't even imagine being a child and with like having this happen to you, because when you're a child, these things happen and they're non-consensual, you know, like you didn't sign up for your mom to run out. You didn't sign up for her to weirdly come back in and out of your life. And then, you know, you just kind of, you get stuck with the parent that just doesn't know how to parent. It's so hard. And we don't get a say, you know, we all know you don't get a say in who your parents are. You don't get a say in who you live with. Like, I feel for you. This is, wow, this is already painful to read. After a few months of coming and going, she decided to take us to our grandparents, the mom's side, and pleaded them to take care of us. Okay, so she did have the wherewithal after a few months to step in and be like, I can't take care of them. Dad can't take care of them. Please, grandparents, which is still a choice, a weird choice, but, you know, it is, you know, it's better than the alternative is what it sounds like. My grandparents obliged and put in a lot of work to make us feel safe. This arrangement was much better for everyone and things began to feel somewhat normal again. However, I did not see my mother again for another long period of time after she had dropped us off. I learned later that she was offered a place to stay at my grandparents' house but refused. In the years after, my grandparents won custody of me and my brothers and set up an agreement to see my mom and dad on alternating weekends. Although I was extremely angry at both of them, I quickly repaired my relationship with my dad as he got sober because he made plenty of efforts to apologize and make up for lost time. Now I go to his house quite often and enjoy his company very much. Okay. I would love to know how old you were when that happened, like in the timeline, because it sounds like you're very mature. Gosh, you all are going to need so much therapy. Like abandonment, you know, abandonment goes a long, long way when you become an adult because you hang on to it. Like we all go through things in our lives that we hang on to, and there's never really a way to let go of it. No matter what happens to you, you carry it with you. And it's our job as victims, as I speak for myself as a victim of abandonment in my past. It's our job as victims to work on it. And that's so hard because the only way that you will get like any ounce of happiness going forward in your life is if you look at the things that happen to you and work on them. And it's so unfair. It's so unfair as the victim when things happen to you. It's incredibly unfair. You don't sign up for it. We don't agree to it, but we have to carry it. Whereas, you know, the person who did these things to us, you know, obviously they're not going to look at it. They're not going to work on it. They don't think they did anything wrong, you know? So it's so difficult to be the victim. It really is. But it's about what you do with it. So if there's anybody listening that's been through this sort of situation, I'm very sorry that it happened to you. And I highly, highly recommend talking to a professional. Even if, like, this isn't sponsored, even if it's, like, BetterHelp or, like, a cheaper alternative of, like, counseling therapy, highly recommend because it helps to talk to an unbiased person about it. That will not victim blame you. Obviously, if you find the right person, could become a regular thing. But man, it's hard. Abandonment is such a hard thing to get over. But I'm going to dive in and keep reading. Otherwise, I'm going to get even more distracted. But good on you for finding some sort of peace with your dad, you know? And good on the grandparents for like really like stepping in and solving. Like, my God, they really stepped in and like housed you, you know, owned, like got custody of you, made it so that the parents saw you every other weekend. Like, these grandparents deserve a fucking award. Like, that's crazy. That's so crazy. Okay. Anyways, however, my relationship with my mother has gotten much worse over time. When she first dropped us off, she seemed to be okay with the arrangement and did not come to see us often. After a while, I assumed she became guilty of the family being separated and began to beg my grandparents to have us stay with her again. However, she did not have a stable place to stay and refused to live with them. So they did not allow her to take us. At that point, her relationship with my grandparents entirely flipped on its head. She accused them of stealing us, poisoning our minds against her, and many other untrue things. Oh my gosh, she's like making it worse. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. I feel like this mom, one, obviously isn't really like thinking about what she's doing. Like, she made the right decision by like getting you away from the dad and taking you to the grandparents, but to sit there and then, you know, say that they're poisoning their minds when it's like, no, they're being truthful. Like, those are things that you did and you have to live with that, which is really hard. During all this, I observed how she treated my grandparents and was very upset to see how angry she was about not being able to see us. I tried to reason with her, but she would snap at me as well, saying that I was just a child and didn't really know what my grandparents did to her. However, I quickly realized she was not fit to be a parent anymore. When I would try to see her, she would often bail on me. She would make promises about buying me things, taking me places, etc., but would never follow up. She would also try to convince me that all of my family was lying to me and that she is the only person who can care for me. After years of this building up, the continued nastiness to my grandparents, I became very angry with her and decided I did not want a relationship. I mean, that's valid. That is very valid. Now to the current issue. I barely speak with my mother now. She has moved far from my area and has a new fiance and another baby on the way. Because of the distance and the anger I feel, I do not visit her at all. She's expressed how sad this makes her, but I don't really care, and I often avoid contact with her. However, she often texts and calls, tries to repair a relationship, and has made an effort to completely sober and stabilize herself for my sake. Despite all the work she's put in, I just can't find it in myself to forgive her for all that she's put me through. Obviously, I love her and I'm grateful that she has fought for me, but I still feel resentful. Am I the a-hole for ignoring my mother despite all the work she has put into seeing me? As somebody who has had to set aside things that both of my parents, like, I've paid for the consequences of actions that my parents did when I was a child. I think you need time. You don't have to decide today or tomorrow or next year if you want to have a relationship with her. You'll know when the time is right, when you feel like, okay, I'm ready to reach out. Because the thing is if you try to repair a relationship too soon, it could deepen the wound. And I've made that mistake. I reached out early with like one of my parents and thought that we could be good friends and thought that things would, you know, get to a decent spot because we were, you know, we're adults now. I take care of myself. They take care of themselves, you know? But I tried to repair that wound quick and it actually made the wound deeper and I had to put a lot more distance. And it took me many years to really rebuild the relationship with my parents. And that was because a lot of my friends are quite a bit older than me. And I started seeing them lose their parents. Now, I'm not saying this is a good excuse to reach out to your parents or anybody who's done you wrong, but I watched a lot of my friends mourn their parents passing away and wishing they had more time. And I feel like I'm such a different person than when I was as a kid. I feel like I'm constantly changing. And in your adult life, I'm sure a lot of you listening to this can relate to this, that like you hit a point where you realize that your parents are people too, and they make mistakes and they fuck up. And it's up to you to decide if you want to repair the relationship. And it's also up to you to decide if the timing is right. And you'll know. You'll feel it because you'll stop questioning. You'll stop being like, I don't know what to do. Should I reach out? Should I not reach out? You'll know. And I think trying to repair it now, I think it's just going to make it worse, in my opinion. How old is OP currently? You're 17. Okay. And it's only been 5 years. Like, I didn't repair my relationship with my parents for probably like 6 or 7, maybe longer. So that's my advice. But I'm curious what Reddit is going to say, because maybe Reddit disagrees with me and they're like, nope, be friends with your mom. Just kidding. Top comment instantly. Not the a-hole. You're the child. She had the chance to be the parent and wasn't. She doesn't just get to waltz in now. You never owe anyone any forgiveness if you choose to give it. For your own peace of mind, that's your choice. People shouldn't force it. If you have access to mental health support, I would take it. Trauma can do awful things to your body long term, as I am now learning in my late 30s. I will you all the best for the future, and I'm proud of you for putting in healthy boundaries at such a young age. Yeah. Oh, OP commented back. Hang on. Well, thank you so much. My family has been asking if I want to do therapy, and I've been hesitant, but maybe now is a good time to start. I'm so glad to hear I might be doing things right. I still get worried that I've been screwing up from the start. Ugh, by just not letting her back into my life. It's kind of weird and scary feeling to feel disconnected from your own mother. Ugh. Yeah. But you're so young. Ugh. You're 17, you know. Lean on the adults in your life. Lean on your grandparents. They sound wonderful. Ugh, this one's... Man, I was hoping for a happy story at the end here. I thought all these mom stories would be, like, kind of spicy and fun, but instead they're just, like, sad. Like, ugh. Ugh. So sad. Another top comment. I've had similar issues with my parents, not nearly to this degree, but what I did with my parents was express how much pain, anger, and sadness they had caused in me. It wasn't an easy conversation, but in the end, they had truly realized what they had done and have since done a lot better. I don't want to forgive them at first, but I'm glad I did choose to make amends. Family is rarely easy, but overcoming problems can result to a happier life. Yeah, I agree. I agree with this person. Just a slight reminder to everybody that does listen to these stories that I am not a therapist or a professional. I do these because I find them very interesting. It's good for your brain to do problem solving equations, so to speak. And to me, this just it. I don't know. There's some part of my brain that just really enjoys reading other people's situations and then like giving advice. And obviously, like if you're in a similar situation, maybe don't consider the advice I give because I'm not a professional. Consider seeking out a professional, a counselor or a therapist of some type. Counselor, obviously, if you're in like high school or under. I don't think very many people that watch this channel are in high school, but you never know. Seeking an adult in your life to get assistance from is the first thing I would lean on. But also, you know, keep in mind that I'm human too. I make mistakes and I've done dumb stuff. I've done a lot of dumb things in my life. So nor am I perfect, nor will I give the perfect responses. So on that note, my nose is starting to drip. Oh my gosh, like I need a tissue from the issue of this episode. This got so deep. I just want to say thank you all so much for watching. I hope you all enjoyed, or listening. Hope you all are enjoying your day. And don't forget to DM me some Reddit stories on the Delulu Canoe podcast on Instagram. I would love to do one where I read a bunch of stories that you all send me. I'm dying for some like really deep ones that are hard to answer. Because I'm curious. I just really like difficult problems to solve. So have a great day, everybody. Stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye. Oh, and don't forget to check out Patreon. I live stream some of these. If you know, go check out the Patreon. Okay, bye.